will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information. Brown Haven Homes, they have what you need to make a house a home.
Purple Haze, with stores in Williamston and Clemson, loves their customers and wants to help out their student customers. To show their appreciation, students with a current student ID can get 10% off store merchandise. Save on jewelry, crystal, glassware, and apparel. Some exclusions apply. See your favorite Purple Haze location for details. Purple Haze can even special order for you if there's something they don't have in stock. Giving back to the community. Purple Haze. They'll put a spell on you.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you?
The rivalry is renewed this weekend in Memorial Stadium as the Clemson Tigers play host to the Florida State Seminoles. As we finish out the month of October, the Tigers are looking to end it with a win in Death Valley. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with a Tiger tailgate show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
We're 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Want to win the game? Put in your best players. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm hits the field running all the way to the end zone. If you've been in a wreck, gotten hurt at work, or suffered nursing home abuse, you want these guys on your team. They're local, they're experienced, and they're hungry for victory. They want to get you the money you deserve when fighting insurance companies. Call 485-8585 or go to TrammellandMills.com. The Trammell & Mills Law Firm, ready to win your game.
Hey friends, Don Munson here. Recently, I was introduced to Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson. You'll find delightfully scented, plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. The Munson household is sold. Learn how you can nourish your skin at Buff City Soap in Clemson in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center and online at clemsonsc.buffcitysoap.com.
Clemson alum Will here. Clemson fans know tailgating, and since Duck Donuts opened in Greenville, got a new tailgate tradition. It's not a football Saturday without Duck Donuts. In the car, headed to tailgate. You can't beat that combination of cool, crisp air and fresh, warm donuts. It's easy to choose flavors everyone will love.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. It's football season, so let us help you be the tailgating MVP by adding sprinkles in your school colors to a Duck Donuts assortment. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Hour number three of Road Rage begins right now. So good to have you with us today. And we got 2 hours to go, and it should be a lot of fun. The phone number, as we remind you, different number than what it normally is, 650-9008. Five broadband phone lines are open. Lines are jammed, as you would expect with everything going on. Roy Philpott back with you, hanging out with Ro. And we're going to go to our celebrity guest hotline. We're going to welcome in our good friend, and your good friend as well, Mr. Walt Deptula. He's been listening. He wants to talk. And by golly, we like it when Walt calls in on his own show. Walt, how are we doing, buddy? How are
things?
Hey,
Roy. I appreciate you. I appreciate it. Great job today. And I'm still coughing my lungs out, but I'm better. I'll be I'll be back tomorrow. I seriously, I've been coughing nonstop for 4 days. And
that's brutal. That's brutal. Yeah. But you are feeling better, so that's good, right?
I had the dual hit. I had some sort of strep bronchitis deal. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's better now. I made it to the garbage can. You know, Roy. The problem with those readers is that you wind up tethered to them. You know, in other words, you can actually forget your eyes now.
Yes, and I forget that they're on. I forget to put them on, and I'm losing them everywhere. And so I don't really know the best strategy for having these things and like to put them on at the right time and to take them off at the right time, because I can't see long distances. I have them on, and then I can't see anything I'm trying to read close to my face unless I have them on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, look, I've used them for a long time now, and I don't have any good strategy. Yeah, my strategy is I try to remember to take them, because if not, I've got a big problem, and then I generally just put them in my pocket. The problem with that is when you sit down, frequently the little plastic eyepieces pop right out, and then you don't have glasses anymore. So the real key, Roy, is spares. You need spares.
Multiple readers, yes.
Right? And you need to place them strategically wherever you're going to be. So in other words, I need them there at the station in the event I don't bring them with me, but that kind of thing. All right, so here's what it is, Roy. I think we just all missed this one, you know, before the year, in every way, shape, or form. And, you know, we assumed too many things. We watched DJ throw the ball to Amari Rodgers and Cornell Powell and Etienne. Again, he threw for 450 yards against Notre Dame. It was all to those three cats.
Sure.
None of those guys are on this team. And so what you had is a quarterback who hadn't thrown to any of these receivers who hadn't played at all, and God, and Latson had never played. They were always hurt. Latson still hasn't played. And Ross was coming back from a serious injury. He hadn't played tackle football in forever. The running backs were all new, and there was no offensive line continuity. Nobody had played shoulder to shoulder. They're all in different positions, and we expected it to work from the beginning. And then game one, you open up against Georgia, and whatever potential confidence you might have gained by playing, I don't know, Georgia State instead of Georgia, got wiped out. And you've been trying to catch up since. But, you know, here's the thing, Roy. You look at the ACC right now, right? You look at the teams that are at the top of this league and in contention. Kenny Pickett wasn't born a Heisman candidate. Kenny Pickett has had 5 years of hell, different offensive staffs, learned different offenses, went from passing offense to running offense to passing offense. Devin Leary at NC State, you know, obviously has had lots of injuries, has had to grow up in the position. Sam Hartman got replaced at one point by Newman, had to get his position back, had to earn it. The teams at the top of this league now, they all have experienced quarterbacks who have experienced players around them. And DJ, and even Armstrong in Virginia, look at the improvement he made this year. DJ doesn't have any of that. And I think that I don't think we're wrong. I think we're a year off. I think that when this team comes back next year, I expect it to look a lot different than it does now. Because, again, we didn't factor in enough the lack of experience that Clemson really had everywhere. And we expected this guy to handle it all. And I'm not sure anybody was capable of handling it all given that situation. You know, and again, all these guys at the top of this league right now, the guy you just lost to, I watched Kenny Pickett for 5 years. I can promise you, most of the 5 years didn't look like it did on Saturday.
Well, I would agree. And look, here's the other thing, too. I mean, we've all been spoiled, and part of the reason we assumed what we did at the quarterback position was in part because of last year. To your point, he had all those bona fide weapons. And listen, most of the coaches I've spoken with that have asked me about Clemson or what's happening there and have offered their opinions off the record this year have all said, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they really miss Travis Etienne as well. That's another story for another day. But I think we all just kind of fell in line, too, with, well, they went Taj Boyd, they went Deshaun Watson, You know, Kelly Bryant, even in that off year, got Clemson to the college football playoff, and they were still pretty salty to deal with in Trevor Lawrence. Well, DJ Uiagalelei, the accolades were all there. He's big. He looks like Cam Newton. He's got a cannon for an arm. This will just work. And we had the two games last year as visual evidence. And losing all those weapons, opening the season with Georgia. And look, I've been a proponent of that. Let's schedule up. Let's have these marquee games. That bodes well for you. It turns out this year that did not, because I do think that that was detrimental in his overall lack of progress, or progress, however you want to look at it, over the course of the first seven games of the year. I'm not in his head. You aren't either. So we don't know how big of an impact it's been, but just the visual evidence suggests that, you know what, that was a massive loss of confidence that has yet to truly reemerge. So I don't think that that helped either. And look, you don't want to downplay his abilities, because I still think he has a very high ceiling. I'm imagining that you think the same thing.
Yeah.
But you know, is he going to be Trevor Lawrence or Deshaun Watson? Yet to be determined. He isn't that just yet. You know, let's see, and let's give him a little bit of time to see if he can figure things out. But the Georgia game, I think, has hung around longer than many of us would like to admit, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, it put ghosts in his head.
Yes.
And with all the newness surrounding him, it was just not an ideal way to start this season. You know,
yes.
It might have been an ideal way to start last season, or in next season, or the season after that, but it wasn't an ideal way to start this season. And again, I think when you just look around this league and you look at the teams that are at the top of the league, they have experienced quarterbacks that have come up the hard way. And even Virginia, from last year to this year with a guy like Armstrong, and if people think, like, this is over and DJ sucks and he's never going to amount to anything, you're wrong. You're wrong. Stick around. Players grow up. There was too much newness around this guy. And look, he hasn't played great either. It's not
right.
But his receivers have been terrible.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the truth of it. They have not gotten separation. They have not played tough. You know, when you have a new quarterback, you've got to do some things. There was no chemistry there. These guys have not been on the same page. Now, gradually, I think you're starting to get some of it. But that's the point. People want you to just, I don't know, sprinkle fairy dust and make this happen overnight. It was, I didn't know this going into the Georgia game, but I knew it after the Georgia game. I knew that no quick fix was coming to this. I just, you know, I knew that. I kept saying, look, I'm not sure it's going to get much better before game 7 and 8. Now I don't think it's going to get appreciably better until next year.
Yeah.
But I do think it's going to be appreciably better next year. I think.
All right. So two things before we let you get out of here and get healthy and feel better for tomorrow. The tough conversation that I've attempted to have at times a day, and I've gone down so many rabbit holes, it's tough to kind of keep it all straight, you know, just parachuting in for 4 hours for one show. But the tough conversation, in my opinion, the one change I would have liked to have seen differently was what occurred in the Pitt game. I wanted them to give him a series or two off about 3 games ago. And to me, there was potential that that could help. I'm not saying it solves the offense. It probably doesn't. But at least we saw Tyson come in, provide a spark. And then when DJ got back on the field, it felt like that there was a little bit more of a spark there. I did want to see that earlier in the year. Not to bench him in terms of starting quarterback for a game, but for a series or two when things were awry and they clearly weren't in any kind of rhythm. I'm going to throw that to you. What do you think when I say that?
I don't think it really matters. I really don't. I don't think it would have mattered whether you did it, whether you didn't do it. I think the slow progress was going to be the case anyway, and I think even in the aftermath of that, you're sort of right back to the same situation. I think DJ is still clearly the best quarterback on this football team, and, you know, whether that provided a momentary help or not, I think moving forward, you know, new day, new opponent, you're right back in the same situation.
Sure.
And I still don't think there's a magic answer. I don't think if people are expecting, like somebody wrote me today and said, well, Clemson's still going to the ACC title game. No, they're not. You know, it's not happening
no.
this year. That's not happening this year. This is now about trying to get a little better week by week. I think there will be another loss or two along the way.
Sure.
And it's about coming back next spring and getting better. And I think when you see the same cast of characters next year, I think they're going to look a lot different than they have all season long.
Well, we'll see. Like my one concern there would be, you know, there have been a lot of people where you want to put stock in Ngata, you want to put stock in Latson, and, yeah. and these guys just haven't been consistent, and they haven't been able to stay healthy.
You know, the one thing I'll say on that, Roy, is the Cornell Powell situation. You know, even coming in as a freshman, this kid was physically ready to play.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, the light didn't go on. It took a long time. And, you know, fans will give up on players, but coaches, you know, unless the players are doing something terribly wrong, don't give up on guys. And so, you know, sometimes guys come around at their own pace. Like Ngata the light appears to have come on for Ngata. And that incredible talent that he had from the time he was playing in high school in California is starting to be realized to some degree. And I'm very optimistic about him next year, because one of the questions with him, quite honestly, was, is he tough enough to handle the physical nature of the game, understand the difference between injury and pain? And I think you've seen this year that that's starting to work for him, that he's starting to understand that sometimes you just have to play. Now, hamstring is something completely different, but I'm very optimistic about him. I'm optimistic about the Collinses, EJ. I don't know about Latson. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out with the guy, right? But I think I think that wide receiver room is still good enough. And look, let's be honest, they never figured out the slot receiver thing this year.
No.
They have not had that piece. I think, you know, whether it's Taylor, whether it's Delato, whether it's Specter, you know, moving forward, there are going to be some options there that I think are going to provide a more traditional slot. And that's, again, that's something else DJ hasn't had, that the other quarterbacks have always had. They've had a slot guy, which by historical definition is a short area quickness guy who can change directions immediately and get immediate separation at the line of scrimmage, so that your quarterback always has a resource, a security blanket. You know, DJ hasn't had that either. You know, there have been games where none of these guys have gotten any separation whatsoever. And so for a quarterback who's struggling in confidence, you know, he's looking to find a guy who's open. And, you know, and meanwhile, the clock is ticking, the offensive line isn't blocking. And, you know, so it's been this whole combination of things of just fundamentally too many new parts. You know, it's not one guy's to blame. You know, if you actually count it out, there are at least 9 new parts. You know, some of these guys played last year, but they play in at different positions this year. Like Bachler suddenly has to play center, and McFadden goes from right tackle to left tackle. And so I think that what we missed was the too much newness. I mean, fundamentally, other than tight end, every skill position player was new, including Ross, because Ross hadn't played in a long time. And look, he still hasn't found himself yet.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised. He had an injury that could have taken him out of football forever. And I don't think it's a quick path back. You know, I think if we expected Ross to be that Justin Ross we saw a million years ago, right from the start, we expected too much.
And we did, and I think expecting too much going into the season given all the newness. And by the way, we haven't really touched on the offensive line outside of guys switching positions to tackle. That's also been a major problem. And again, when you've had deficiencies up front in recent years and in championship years, you made up for it with elite-level skill, proven skill talent at quarterback, wide receiver, and running back, and you just didn't have that this year. So it really has been a perfect storm, and it snowballed out of control. Look, I agree in the sense it's been a combination of all of the above. I do want to see what things look like against Florida State this weekend. And while just the last thing here, I don't think it's a bad time for Florida State to be coming here. That's just my opinion and a hunch on how these teams have played recently, who Florida State has beaten. I think they're on the up and up. I think they're improving. But I think them coming here this weekend, I don't think it's a bad thing for Clemson. I'll frame it that way. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Florida State looks a lot like Syracuse to me. They have talented running backs. You know, Syracuse had Tucker. They got a very athletic quarterback. Clemson committed to taking him away, but he only carried it 6 times as a result, and Tucker killed Clemson.
Yeah.
This team's got, a super athlete at quarterback, two talented running backs who are both averaging over 7 yards a carry. And if they have an issue defensively, it's that maybe they don't stop the run very well. I can also see this as like a low possession game,
sure.
a run-based game
yeah.
that winds up a lot like some of these other games we've yeah. seen recently. You know, I don't think this is going to be easy.
No.
I mean, you know, if Clemson wins this game, I could see this being 17-14.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that, but I do think it's a winnable game for Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not buying the spread at 10 or whatever Vegas has it listed, but
it's Pittsburgh. There's no Kenny Pickett at Florida
right.
State.
Right. And yeah. I don't think anybody liked that matchup last week up there. You no. go get better. You feel better.
Well, good talking to you. And by the way,
too.
Don't forget your eyes when you go home.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Walt. Thank you, man.
All right.
We'll step aside. Your phone calls coming up. Don't forget the special number today, 650-9008, 650-9008. Essentially, I agree with all of that. I'm curious to see what DJ Uiagalelei looks like this week. More on that, more on the matchup with the Noles coming up.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
In the market for a new car? Check out State Credit Union today. They've helped over 3,500 members with their car loans this year. With rates as low as 1.99% APR and no payment for 90 days, you'll love your new car loan just like they do. Short on time? Applying online is fast and easy. Visit their website to learn more. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Comfort starts in the home, but what happens when that comfort is taken away? Central Electrical Services wants you to have peace of mind with Generac Home Standby Generators. By protecting your home automatically, you know your food is staying fresh in the fridge when there is a power outage after a big storm. Don't be left in the dark. Be at the forefront of backup power. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
It says a lot when the same guy has been running the service department at George Coleman Ford for nearly 30 years. Kurt Shockley oversees a team that takes care of any make or model. They offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle, and there are no hidden fees. Plus, the service department's open Saturdays until 1. And you want to know a secret? They're about to begin changes that will take them into the next millennium. Call the George Coleman Ford Service Department at 834-6080. You'll thank me later.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Dealing with addiction and don't know where to turn? At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we are dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
When it's time to replace your roof,
There are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Listen to high school football on The Roar, Friday night, hosted by Kwok and Danelle Clark, and participate in the high school poll online at WCCPFM.com. It's sponsored by Clemson All-State Agency Stephen Fisher in Patrick Square. All-State, are you in good hands?
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment is the largest locally owned construction equipment sales and rental company in the upstate. For 21 years, we've supplied equipment that's helped build our communities. Takeuchi Equipment and Attachments are a cornerstone of our business. If you need to make a purchase before year end, we need to talk now. With high demand and low inventories, don't be left out. Call us today or visit us online. And remember, when you have equipment needs, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Get the nation's best insight on football, the NFL draft, sports history, and everything else. Each and every day from 3 to 7 p.m. on Road Rage with Walt Deptula. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, back on 105.5 The Roar, flagship station for Clemson Athletics. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula. Good hearing from Walt in that last segment. Needed the advice on the readers. I just feel a lot older now that I got to wear these things, and hopefully they help, and hopefully I don't lose them, but I do need to get more pairs. And I'll be doing that. We're going to get your calls. We'll be doing that in this segment as well. Remember our phone number this afternoon and this afternoon only, 650-9008, 650-9008. We remind you, we're presented by our good friends with the Health Dare. And we remind you as well, Josh and his father took the dare, and they both lost over 30 pounds of fat and over 30 inches as well. They told us their coaching team helped them get their health right back on track. You have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, call the Health Dare. They promise to reverse those symptoms in 30 days or your money back. They'll shop for you. They'll cook for you. They'll even help clean out your pantry. Right now, the second program is also free. Bring a pal, and they're going to hook you up. Give them a call, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, to schedule your free consultation. Better yet, go to idareme.com. Take the Health Dare, idareme.com. One more point on the Florida State-Clemson game, and I alluded to this earlier, and I was trying to kind of wrap my brain on why I'm thinking and feeling the way that I am, and it really comes down to one word. Didn't like the matchup against Pittsburgh, didn't like the matchup against Boston College, really felt like they were going to lose to the Panthers, thought that maybe they would slip up against BC, nearly did. I feel different this week. I agree with Walt in the sense, yeah, everything's probably going to be a struggle because the offense is such a work in progress. All the injuries, the 14 players lost, 43 different starters this year on both sides of the football. Agree wholeheartedly. But there's one word that I think that describes both of these programs coming into the game this weekend. And there's this one word has lasted and persisted longer in Tallahassee than it has in Clemson. And for some reason, just looking at the mojo and how things tend to work, I think it matters. And I think it kind of rears its ugly head this weekend. I'm a fan of Mike Norvell. I think he's got it turned around, and they're going on the right track. They're turning things around. They've won these three games in a row, and it's happening. Have you ever watched that movie, A Christmas Story? And you know the dad gets the big award right in the middle, and it's this leg lamp, and he gets it right before Christmas. It comes in a big box, big wooden box, and he's opening it up, and he can't wait to see what's inside. And he tears up all the stuff, and it's this leg lamp. It's crazy. Well, written on the box is a word that he mispronounces, and it's hilarious when he does it. He just points at it, and he reads it letter by letter, fragile, thinking it's something written in French. Fragile, and it really just says fragile. I think that both of these programs right now are extremely fragile. And we know we've seen out of Clemson's offense this whole season, seven games in. Defense has been championship caliber, despite the personnel losses or the injuries. But Florida State still, to me, is emerging from this half-decade slump. And it doesn't take a whole lot, in my opinion. Even after this three-game winning streak, You got a bye week sandwich in there, and you pummeled UMass. You beat Syracuse by three. But I mean, it's looked better. It's looked a lot better. I don't think it takes a whole heck of a lot to go back to Jacksonville State. I don't think it takes a whole heck of a lot to kind of drift back into what's occurred down there in recent years. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to happen this weekend, but my guess is Florida State is going to face some adversity that it hasn't really seen since before this recent three-game winning streak. Now, that may all equate to exactly what Walt said in the last segment. That may equate to 17-14. Dude, you would be crazy right now to think that Clemson's going to score more than 20 points Saturday. You just would be. They haven't done it. They're not doing it. Not with that offense. It just hasn't happened. So when I say Florida State's fragile and that I think that that matters this weekend, even when Clemson certainly has been fragile on offense, that still just may be, I mean, ugly, 14-8, 17-11, bring your own safety to the dance. Give me the 2 points and let's go home with a 2-point win. It may be that kind of game again. But I still look at our friends down in Tallahassee, and I think there's an element of mental just fragile. They're just fragile. And if you can just press that button a couple of times, that should be enough. That should be enough. May not be enough a year from now. May not be enough 2 years from now. But just file that one away. Man, it may be 19-17. It may be the fourth quarter, and you don't know who the heck's going to win that game. I'm still not trusting that team yet and that program yet. You stroll out of Death Valley with a win, different conversation. Let's talk about it on Twitter next week. I'll be there for it. But I don't know. I don't know just yet. Let's go back to our phone line, 650-9008. John and Greer joins us. John, thank you for your patience. You're on.
My man.
How you doing, John? John, how are you, man? How are you doing?
I heard you talking about those readers, and I said I can't resist the opportunity. You've always been my light in a dark world through the radio, and I say wear those readers and wear them with pride, man. I wish I could. hey, I see a marketing opportunity here. You've got big four-letter company money now. We'll come up with Roy's Readers. We'll market them. ESPN, Roy's Readers. But, I walked outside and heard the radio on with your voice, and I said, wait a minute, is this a trick, or is this a treat? This is a blessing. Just before Halloween, we got Roy Philpott on the air.
I appreciate it, brother. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're seeing the world in all kinds of colors I can't even imagine.
Man, it's mountains and valleys, man. Mountains and valleys, and I'm like you and a lot of other people. Feel like I've been having to eat a lot of peas and carrots to clean my plate to be able to get up from the table. But I'm like you, man. I hear these people, and then I hear your voice on the radio, and I went in there and turned on the oven and started whipping us up a round of shut-up pies. I mean, some of these people are... They're just getting a little out of hand with the negativity. I mean, we've suffered through the Hatfield days and the West days, and why can't everybody just be blessed where we are, man? We've had a heck of a run, and it's far from over.
I agree it's far from over. And look, I'll say this. I think it's hard for all of us on some level, the new fans, the new alums, the old alums, all of us, it's hard in the heat of the moment to look at it and say, okay, there's been a long run of success. This was bound to happen at some point in time. Chances are you've got the leadership already in place to handle this and to deal with it. I've heard from more people today via the text line and just kind of on social media that have painted that picture more than I expected. So I'm going to give them props, but I think in the heat of the moment, it's just hard for all of us to explain it just because the fall off, especially on one side of the ball, has been so drastic and sudden. It just feels like the world is falling. And you listen to Walt in the previous segment, he goes, look, it's going to feel and look a lot different next year. Hey, I can buy into that. These guys will get better, and they still have recruited at a high level, and they're bringing in some quality guys in this next cycle. So I can listen to that. But you know what, John? We just, in the heat of the moment, seven games in, when you've blown everybody out by 70 points going back, you know, years and years, and especially even last year in the championship years. You're seven games in, and you're sitting there, and what are you, 4-3, and you're just scratching your head wondering what's going on. Look, I get that everybody doesn't put their best foot forward right out of the gate. After the year, you got a chance to regroup, reset, and kind of re-energize a little bit. My guess is people have seen enough success around here to where they'll start to feel different before next year. That's my guess. That's my hunch.
Well, I hope you're right, Roy. I've learned two things in my last decade of blindness is that one thing is that we're all experts at everybody else's lives but our own.
Yes.
you know what I mean? I mean it's real easy to point the other finger, and I've learned that I'm through Clemson football, I'm not ready to go jump off a bridge or start listening to Nickelback.
Oh, that was well played, sir. That was well played. It's great hearing from you, John. It really is.
Listen, man, you wear those 1.25s, and don't you let anybody say anything to you. You just be glad that you have the ability to wear them.
That's right. I love the perspective. Take care, my friend. Thank you.
All right, man. Listen, I appreciate you. Bye.
John and Greer, we appreciate you. Yeah, they're 1.5, so, I mean, I'm up there already. I need the magnification on. You know, about as hard as you can get it, I guess, for somebody just jumping into the Reader's Arena. 650-9008 is our phone number. Gamecock Will is up next. Will, thank you for your patience. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I got some breaking news, Roy.
What you got?
There might be two new coaching places up there in the SEC next year.
What you got?
I was listening to Paul Feinbaum, everybody's Clemson's favorite person. But if somebody called in and said, this is a reporter, I forgot his name, but he said if Mike Leach and Auburn's coach don't get vaccinated, they will be terminated as their head coaches.
We've already seen that at Washington State with Nick Rolovich.
They said probably by the end of January or mid-January, they got till then, but by then, they got to make a decision. So I thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, I appreciate it, Will, and thank you for checking in. And look, let me address this in the following way. Regardless of where you sit on that, the whole conversation, if it's mandated by the state and you're working at a state institution like Auburn University or Mississippi State, you're out of options. Now, you can argue about what you want to do or what you feel is right all day long. It's really a moot point. Nick Rolovich didn't get the vaccine. His contract was terminated. Now he's suing Washington State for all kinds of things as a result. Brian Harsin, who I think has turned out to be a really nice hire at Auburn, and I know Hars reasonably well from his time at Boise State and all the years I spent out there calling Mountain West Conference games when I first started working for ESPN. Good dude, great coach. It's worked out better than I would have thought with him jumping into the SEC as a Boise State lifer for the most part. And he's been fairly steadfast in his commentary involving the vaccine. And it's basically like, I'm not telling you anything. And he was asked about it again this week, and he basically said the same thing. And he said, look, I understand why you're asking me the question. I understand the point of it. And, you know, I still have the right to not respond to it. And in my opinion, I think he's steadfast against getting it. All right. Again, we're not talking about what you believe in or I believe in or what he believes in. The state's telling you right now in Alabama, you got to have it by December 8th or that's it. So the reporter that called in on Feinbaum, according to Gamecock Will, suggesting that there could be additional coaching changes in the SEC. And Mike Leach has said he doesn't want to talk about COVID because it's like him trying to comment on a tennis match. I could see that happening. And those are very real possibilities. Unless that, you know, somehow, some way behind the scenes, they change course and get vaccinated. I don't think it's going to be in January. I think it's going to be in December. I think it's coming up in about 45 days. Yeah, that has a chance to be a real big game changer. And could really shake some things up. And who knows how far and how long those dominoes would fall if those changes were made. Because, look, the Auburn job, that's a highly coveted position. And Mississippi State, maybe not as much. But, I mean, look, Mike Leach has beaten some teams there just in his second season now. And he's you know, ruffled some feathers over there in the SEC West. They're not a bad team. Ask NC State. They did something that Clemson wasn't able to do this year. So, yeah, no doubt. That's got a chance to change up a lot of things. And now, just now, only are people starting to talk about it. Our phone number is 650-9008. You heard me correctly. Different number today for our show. Roy Philpott filling in for Walt Deptula, 650-9008. Got Terry in Columbia. We'll head your way down to the 803 next. And more of your phone calls. And also, I want to go back to what Eddie was talking about way back in the last hour. He mentioned Paul Feinbaum. I think that's something for us to discuss for a little bit. I know Paul very well. Big fan. I think there's, you know, some things that, you know, need to change if you're a fan of the ACC. I'll explain that in a minute. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for your game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Hi, folks. Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me this Friday night for our final Tri-County Technical College High School football game of the week, presented by Southern Western University. This week's game is T.L. Hanna at Hillcrest. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And we appreciate all of you who voted in our online poll this season, brought to you by Stephen Fisher Allstate in Clemson. Are you in good hands?
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera, and the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
It should come as no surprise. The service team at George Coleman Ford does business just like the sales and collision repair teams. They offer service on any vehicle, make, or model. They don't hit you with any hidden fees. They're even open Saturday until 1. And get this, they offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle. They take such good care of people, they even have customers who drive nearly 2 hours each way to have George Coleman Ford service their vehicle. Call them at 834-6080 to service yours.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Get 0 for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0 for 72, or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Their attention to detail and customer service has them becoming the upstate's leader in golf carts, LSVs, and electric bikes. They also have the largest selection of accessories around, locally owned by a Clemson alumni. Find them in Greenville right off Interstate 85 or at their brand new Seneca location. Online at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Clemson fans know that teamwork is the key to a big win. At Hood Construction, their cohesive team of nearly 100 employees are committed to working together to make each commercial construction project a success. When they're not working hard in the office and in the field, you might find them leading an association committee, volunteering at a local charity event, or shucking some oysters at their annual Low Country Boil. They are Hood Construction, They're proud of what they do, and it shows. Visit them at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment is the largest locally owned construction equipment sales and rental company in the upstate. For 21 years, we've supplied equipment that's helped build our communities. Takeuchi Equipment and Attachments are the cornerstone of our business. If you need to make a purchase before year end, we need to talk now. With high demand and low inventories, don't be left out. Call us today or visit us online. And remember, when you have equipment needs, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
Hey, no one knows football like Walt Deptula. Catch him every day from 3 to 7 p.m. on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
All right, final segment of our third hour here on Road Rage. Roy Philpott, Ramon Ellison, hope you are doing well. We remind you this segment presented by our good friends Gary Mahaffey Insurance, insurance for seniors and disabled.com. Check him out there. Give him a buzz, 307-8484. He's an independent Medicare insurance agent who understands and sells all kinds of local products. He's worked in the insurance market for over 16 years. Right now is a critical time. They've got the annual enrollment period now through December 7th. If you're going to change things up, he's going to be the guy that helps you do that. He's been on Medicare himself for a few years. He can share his experience with you, both as an agent and as a customer. My favorite thing of all, he tells you, quote, if you have a problem, I have a problem. Call him first. Gary Mahaffey Insurance, 307-8484, 864-307-8484, or insurance for seniors and disabled.com. You can check him out there. Don't forget, our phone number has changed for this show and this show only today. 650-9008 is the number, 864-650-9008. Let's take you down to the 803. In the Midlands we go. Terry in Columbia. Terry, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Roy, how you doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are, Terry.
I am. I am definitely. I just, you know, wanted to call and talk about how, you know, this season's not a wash and how much I look forward to going up to the game this weekend. Was in Charlotte and been at the home games and watched the struggle. But I start thinking about players like Barrett Carter and Trent Simpson and Andrew Makuba and Will Shipley and Trey Williams and just the, you know, the plethora of young guys on this team who've continued to compete. You know, being down so many guys is really difficult. You know, I do think we're going to need to look a little bit into that portal here soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I was at Clemson in 94 with, you know, Brian Dawkins and some of those greats like Chester McLaughlin and just some phenomenal football players that, that you know, had to deal with the Hatfield era and that kind of thing in the Tommy West era. So we're going to have a down year every once in a while. I remember watching a national championship game, one of the many that we've been in, and thinking to myself, you know, this isn't going to last forever. But do I think we can get back to that level? Definitely. But this year, I mean, I'm just looking forward to Saturday, going up there and watching these guys compete. You know, I mean, that's what we've got going on right now, you know? Let the chips fall where they may. But anyways, I'll get your thoughts on that. I'm grateful to be a Clemson fan, you know, overall. So appreciate you being on today, and thanks for letting me get on.
Yeah, Terry, thank you. And I think that's great perspective. I think that's healthy perspective, particularly, you know, living in Columbia, where, you know, Shane Beamer and that new coaching staff is trying to put pieces together that, you know, especially on their offense, quite frankly, don't fit. You know, I wouldn't be shocked at all. The over-under for the Carolina-Clemson game is like 21. I mean, it's just been that kind of struggle. You know, the difference is Clemson has its defense to lean on, where, you know, obviously it's not quite the same with our friends down in Columbia right now. So, but no, that's healthy perspective. I said earlier in the show that this weekend is really important for the future of Clemson football. Let me get to that here really quickly. If you've been listening since then, my apologies for teasing it after the first segment, not getting to it until some 2.5 hours later, but here we are. DJ Uiagalelei, you hope, is able to get experienced weapons around him, improve play on the offensive line, and kind of refine his mojo that we thought we saw last year in those two starts against Boston College and Notre Dame. You certainly hope so. I'm not smart enough to tell you whether or not that's going to happen. Walt joined us in our first segment of this hour. He thinks it's a foregone conclusion. I hope he's right, and he very well could be. I don't know if that's the case or not. There are signs pointing in all different directions right now. But he seems to be a good dude, and he seems to take coaching and handle criticism with a lot of things going on for a first-year full-time starter. So there's an idea there that you can make this work. Yeah, I said it very casually to Walt because I don't know where he sits on this side of the equation or the other here, and just the elite level nature of that position going back to Taj Boyd, we thought would just persist naturally this season and everything would be fine. Again, especially with the two games under his belt in 2020. I hope that appears at some point along the way in DJ Uiagalelei's career, and it very well might. I don't know, even in that circumstance, if it does, if we're looking at the same level of what was there prior. And listen, think about what I just said there, because we all claimed that these would be generational-type quarterbacks, all right? And DJ figured to be the next in line to be that player, and very well, again, could be, but it hasn't been shown yet. Well, in my humble opinion, believe it or not, and chances are you probably will considering the last name, you have another one of those players. Just like I told you 4 years ago, if Georgia signed Trevor Lawrence, they're going to win at least one national championship and maybe more. If Clemson signed Trevor Lawrence, they're going to win one national championship and maybe more. All right, let the hype train begin because it's already full scale and full alert for this particular player. But he's going to be on campus this weekend. And the last name is pretty familiar. You know, you watched a couple of his buddies and his relatives on television in all likelihood last night, Peyton and Eli Manning. Arch Manning is on campus this weekend. I don't know that, DJ Uiagalelei is going to be the next generational talent at quarterback. Hope he is. This guy is that next player. I don't care what anybody says. He's that. That's what you got on campus. Visiting for the Florida State game. Now, I'm not saying he's necessarily plug and play, but just like Trevor Lawrence, man, it's very similar. Different kind of player, but a similar kind of vibe where you're going to bring him in and no matter where he goes, if it's Ole Miss, Texas, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, whomever, they're going to continue to win. There's not going to be a ton of drop-off there at all. Manning is on campus. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for Clemson to find its offensive mojo and for that stadium to be absolutely rocking. Because to me, it's kind of that next generational talent. If you can believe it, three or four in a given decade. Keep an eye on whatever happens there this weekend. And no, he's not going to commit. No, I've got no inside intel. I don't follow recruiting the way that I used to. But just like we knew with Trevor Lawrence and some of these other dudes, Manning's the real deal. Manning's the real deal. It's an important weekend on that front to try to help solidify things at the quarterback position in the years post-DJU, or maybe even during DJU. I don't know. Manning's a year or two still out, but something to consider. And look, he may be going down the road to Athens. If I was looking at it right now, I would probably lean towards Georgia. I remember when Clemson was recruiting Trevor Lawrence, and you're looking at Georgia's offense and how pedestrian it was back then. You could say a lot of things that added up really quickly in Clemson's favor. You wonder if Kirby Smart and company get to play that same card right now just because Clemson hasn't had quite the same mojo on that side of the football in seven games this year. And, people remind me on the text line, Cade Klubnik coming in next year. He's pretty good too. Manning's a lot better. just Manning's better player. Georgia Jeff is up next. Jeff, good evening. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, Roy. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Hope you are. Great to hear from you.
Absolutely. Can I sell you on a Mahonkey and Bowers distillery at some point in the future? You know, Mahonkey or Mr. Bowers, those two gentlemen.
Yeah, I think you can, Jeff. I think you can. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. We kind of talked about this about, two or three months ago whenever we talked, and we were talking about all these, these what-ifs with Georgia's offense. And, kind of the unknown with having Monken in the second year, we kind of knew that we expected, different results, in progression this year. And I think for the most part, I think Todd Monken has solidified himself as a excellent offensive coordinator, especially with the stubborn Kirby Smart at Georgia. I really do. I think somehow, some way he has gotten through to Kirby to kind of let him do his thing. And you can kind of see it, I've heard a lot of people asking or a lot of people saying on Twitter and Facebook everywhere else that, Georgia's just not as flashy as, 2019 LSU or whatever it was, or 2020 Alabama or even Clemson back in the day. But at the same time, I mean, Roy, am I crazy to say this? Let me ask you this. Am I crazy to say that Georgia could be a combination of all of them if they really wanted to?
Oh, man. I mean, maybe a step towards crazy town, Jeff, but the defense is so good. And you know what? I love how you frame the stubborn Kirby Smart, because that's exactly what it is. And Monken has done enough to kind of loosen the reins and just make it happen. And, I mean, the mailman is dropping in dimes. I mean, he may be their best quarterback. It's working. Look, it feels like that this is the dog's year. I think you're going to be challenged this weekend, but you're going to win. And then I think you steamroll everybody else until you get to the SEC championship game. And then let's see if you need to beat Bama twice to win a national championship. But I love what you're doing. I love who you become. And the offense is modernized enough to where, man, I'll listen to just about anything coming out of Athens.
Yeah, I didn't really catch any of the last part of you said, whatever you said about, winning the national title and all that stuff and the SEC, and it's our year. I get it. It might be, but we're still Georgia and we still have a lot of work to do.
You got a lot to prove, Jeff. I'm against the break, buddy. Great hearing from you, and we appreciate the phone call today. I mean, look, everything, all signs point towards the dogs right now. Hour 4 coming up.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.